Hebrews 12:3 says, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." And you know, oftentimes we grow weary, don't we? Weary of work, weary of parenting, weary of daily tasks around the house. Relationships begin to have their toll on us at times. There are all sorts of ways in which we grow weary. The author of Hebrews even goes on to point to our struggle and our battle against sin. You know, we grow weary in that too, don't we? We do. Here's the whole point. Consider him who endured. And what a great focus for us that this author is pointing us to. He says, look at Jesus. Think about how much he endured, how he never gave up his mission in coming to be the perfect sacrifice. You say, Ronnie, why does that matter? How does that give me rest in my weariness? Well, first and foremost, as we set our minds on Christ, we know that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will refocus us and strengthen us. And he will remind us of who we are in Christ, that in him we are loved by God. We have purpose, and that not only that, but we are not only reminded of our identity, but we are at time, the proper time, strengthened by God. You know, 1 Peter 5:10 tells us this, that after we've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore and confirm and strengthen and establish you. Now, the passages that I've just spoken of are in the context of resisting temptation of sin, but here's what we know. God cares for us, and because he cares for us, we can rest in him, and we can cast all our cares upon him. Listen to me. If you're weary today, consider him, Jesus, who endured, who was endured the cross, who was buried, who rose again on the third day, and understand and know that God is with you in this moment of weariness, and the Holy Spirit at the proper time will establish you, will strengthen you, and refresh you. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.